tune in this Sunday at 10 p.m. for A Midsummer Night's Dream, presented by LA Theater Works right here on KPFK. And speaking of LA Theater Works, next week, next Friday through Sunday, they are going to be recording live Viet Gone in front of an audience at the UCLA James Bridges Theater. And stay tuned for a couple pairs of tickets later on that. But joining me via phone is the director of that production, Tim Dang. And Tim has been here before. I believe it was just over a year ago for the Sisters Matsumoto. And you may know him from the East-West Players, among other things. Actor-director Tim Dang. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Donna. How are you? It's good to be with you.
I know. It was such a pleasure when we had you here before. We actually had you in studio the last time.
Right. That's right. That's absolutely right.
Now, I know the casting has just recently come together on Viet Gone. I'm going to have you talk about that in a minute. But talk about the setup, the synopsis of this. Saigon has fallen and some refugees meet in an Arkansas relocation camp, and we're off to the races.
Off to the races is right. You know, it's Viet Gone, which is written by Quy Nguyen, is this wild road trip through the eyes of Quy's parents when they were young adults and they were fleeing Vietnam in the 1970s, coming to America. Now, it's a very, very extremely poignant journey about refugees and immigrants in search of a better life. But Quy was brought up loving hip-hop, action movies, and comic books. So what he's done is that he has written this play in a very contemporary style through these alternative forms that he loves, and he doesn't want to be locked into the conventional play. So this poignant play is now irreverent. It's fun, it's compelling, and it's this hilarious journey across America. So if you can imagine that, and especially in the LATW way of presenting these radio theater performances, if you have this wild imagination and you're listening to the performance, it can get pretty crazy and imaginative in your mind.
And it's described as probably mostly true.
Yes. yes, of course, you know, so I guess, you know, Quy growing up in Arkansas, you know, with this passion for hip-hop and action movies and comic books, you know, when he became a writer, there was this adventurous and mischievous and fantastical side of his personality. And so in order for him to merge his parents' experience with the inner workings of his brain, he has come up with this play that shatters everything about theater and shatters everything about the Asian American stereotype that you might have.
Well, and even when you look at the title and you see that it has to do with the fall of Saigon and relocation and all that kind of stuff, you don't necessarily think it's going to be hilarious.
That's right.
So this is kind of buddy story, romance, as you said, hip-hop, is a little bit of everything.
Right. And all we can tell the audience, you know, is to just sit back, go with the flow, and free yourself of whatever you think this traditional immigrant story would be like. So one of the theatrical conventions that Quy uses is that instead of his parents having a Vietnamese accent, he has transferred that accent into hip-hop rap. So when his parents speak, they are speaking in hip-hop and rap. The best way that I can also, I guess, convey this is like Hamilton. Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote Hamilton in rap. It's kind of like the new Shakespeare. Shakespeare wrote in iambic pentameter. Lin-Manuel Miranda is writing in rap. And so we have this new style of speaking that Quy has also adopted as well as the Vietnamese accent.
And, you know, yeah, I was just going to say, you know, it's set in 1975 after the fall of Saigon. And of course, it's just a little startling. I mean, I certainly remember that era of time and was very involved in some anti-protest movements and all that kind of stuff. But it is a little startling to realize how long it's been. It's 40 plus years.
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, I think we lose a sense of that.
Right. And I think what Quy wanted to do is that he wanted to introduce the Vietnam War and everything that went with it, the whole immigrant story. He wanted to introduce it to a new generation. And how was he going to speak to this new generation then through this language? Through, you know, through his love of comic books, he is bringing anime and manga to the look of the production as well. He's bringing martial arts, to this convention of whenever fights happen, they happen in this martial arts kind of way, or the way that you would picture, you know, the old TV series of Batman and the Green Hornet.
Sure.
It's that kind of feel that he's bringing to the play. So again, you know, if you can just imagine all of these conventions all in one play and listening to it, your mind will just go crazy.
And, you know, Tim, we have so little time today. And, of course, we just kind of want to, you know, whet the appetite of the audience to get out and see Viet Gone next week at L.A. Theater Works. And you can go to latw.org for tickets Friday night, Saturday night at 8, Saturday matinee at 3, and finishing up on Sunday at 4. It's a unique experience unlike any other. And I always recommend to our audiences who hear these plays on our network to go and see one and see how it's done, because it is a unique experience. Talk a little bit about the cast, and then we do have to wrap up, but this is kind of a unique coming together of this particular cast, correct?
Right. Because it involves rap and a lot of musical cues, we wanted to work with people who had already done the show before across America. So I'm really happy that we have members of the cast from the East West Players in Los Angeles production, the Alley Theater in Houston, and from the production done at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. So we have five members of the cast doing this special production. And so it'll be very interesting of them working together, because they've never worked together before. And we're putting it together for this special LATW production. So it'll be a great production, and I hope that all of you come see it.
Well, I'll be there next Saturday, a week from tomorrow. Our listeners can call 310-827-0889 or go to latw.org. If you're a listener subscriber and you haven't won anything in the last couple months, we do have a couple pair of tickets for next Saturday. You can take your choice of the matinee or the evening performance. It's Viet Gone, presented by LA Theater Works and directed by my guest via phone, Tim Dang.